Hey, New Life. One of the most fascinating characters in all the Bible has to be John the Baptist. I mean, he was kind of like an ancient Tarzan. He's wearing a camel hide girdle. He eats locusts and wild honey, which, by the way, locust refers to carob pods. Those of you who are health nuts today, you'll know them because it's a chocolate substitute. And the honey is actually date honey, not bee honey. Still, it's a pretty austere and a little bit crazy diet, but he shows up on the scene calling upon the people to prepare the way of the Lord. John expected that the repentance of the people would, in effect, move the hand of God to bring about redemption. He was so convinced of this that when he is in prison and he hears about the miracles and the ministry of Jesus, he's still saying, wait, where's the ultimate redemption? So he sends his disciples and says to Jesus, are you the guy or should we expect someone else? But notice that what John expected in terms of the repentance of the people. He didn't just assume that they would come and say, well, I feel bad because I haven't done this or I'm sorry for that. In fact, John challenged them. Do not begin to say that we have Abraham as our father, for I tell you that from these very stones God can raise up children for Abraham. Rather, bear the fruit of repentance. And the thing that I find fascinating that he articulates in Luke chapter 3, when he wants to talk about the fruit of repentance, all of the actions pertain to how I live out my faith in relationship to other people. How do you bear fruit that befits repentance? We've been talking all week about fasting and repentance. How does that look in your life today? And let me challenge you, repentance cannot just be something that I do inside of myself. It's not about just me and God. Always in the Bible, repentance plays itself out in all of my relationships. My family relationships, my work relationships, my relationships in the community, and yes, also my relationship with God. How do you prepare the way? How do you get ready for God to come to you? Through repentance. And I want to show you something. If you open up the book of Acts to Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, what does Peter say? He gives the same message that John the Baptist gave. Jesus' followers picked up that same call, and that becomes their call throughout the book of Acts. Our lives should lead others to repentance as well. John called upon the people to bear the fruit that befits repentance. You know, this is something that, I'll be honest, at times I have to check myself on, because there are days where I don't really want to always bear the fruit of repentance, especially in my personal relationships and those around me. But I always have to remember that God is the one that has the command on my life. And He calls me to repent. He calls me to even humble myself in front of those who I do life with and who I'm in relationship with. So bear the fruit of repentance. How are we doing on that?